Chapter 52. January 7th of year 19. "We're going to build the base at this very spot," Adam says, standing 2 meters away from the last tree that forms the boundary to the steppe. "We need to be able to see what is happening in the sky," he adds. "Except for solar eruptions, against which it will be harder to shield us here, what is supposed to happen in the sky?" I ask. "I don't know," Adam admits. "But if something happens, we would be practically blind deeper inside the forest. I don't like that idea at all." Eve does not say anything, but I can tell from her face she is looking for arguments. "The forest protects us. The leaves represent an important radiation barrier," I explain.
"But you mentioned yourself that they won't shield us enough," Adam says. "We're going to need our own protection."
"Any additional safety net is helpful," I add. "But it would make us blind to anything happening around us." "Not much will happen, Adam, except that in a few days, a devastating UV and X-ray storm is going to hit us," I say. Adam looks at Eve, as if convinced she is on his side.
"Why don't you say something, Eve?" he asks.
"I think Marchenko is right," she answers. "We should not be taking any chances." Adam looks at her, his shoulders drooping.
"But that's exactly what we would be doing by moving inside the forest, don't you realize?"
"I don't see the risk, Adam," I say. "Really, I also think that further inside, we would be shielded better against flares."
Adam stomps his foot like an angry teenager. And I remember, he actually is one.
On other occasions, Adam and Eve seem so mature, I almost forget their real ages.
"I don't trust the forest," he says, placing his hands on his hips. "Something's wrong with it. You'll see, I can feel it."
He turns around and walks into the forest, as if to challenge it. About 3 kilometers inside the forest boundary, we start to build our base. I have further analyzed the mushroom caps. They are indeed capable of absorbing hard radiation, turning it into harmless light and emitting the same. This also explains why the forest never gets completely dark, despite the dense foliage overhead. There is only one strategy if we want to protect ourselves against the coming flares. We have to place as much absorptive material as we can between us and Proxima Centauri, so that the remaining radiation cannot harm us. The leafy canopy will help to some extent, but Adam is right. It will not be enough. We will have to dig a few meters down into the ground. This will be Adam and Eve's task during the coming days. I will try to make their work easier. If I can imitate the structure of the mushroom caps by using my fabricators, they will have to toil less. The idea is to make an additional roof that functions like the mushroom material, but absorbs radiation even more efficiently. So I am actually planning to perfect the work of possibly millions of years of evolution. In order to do this, though, I need to first gather some more material. I already noticed that various types of mushrooms react differently. I need the best variety, the one with the most evolved radiation shielding, and then I will improve it. The winner is a particularly small specimen I find below another mushroom. I noticed it because, in spite of being shielded by the larger mushroom, it still emitted an unusually bright glow. This means it is very efficient at turning the invisible radiation into light. Inside the analyzer, I take a closer look at its genome. The midget mushroom soon shows the reason for its advantage over other variants. It is specialized in several wavelengths simultaneously. Unlike its competitors, it does not just convert energy better, but can accept several inputs at once. That is clever, and it gives me an idea. If I can teach this mushroom species to absorb additional wavelengths, it should be able to protect us better. In principle, I just have to scan as many types as possible, identify the correct genetic sequences, and integrate these into my designer mushroom. If the plants were just programs, I could finish my project in a few minutes. But biological systems have the drawback that I have to test my changes on a new generation, and it takes some time for it to grow. At the moment, I do not even know how often generations change. I suspect, though, that the larger variants live longer than the smaller ones, and luckily, my designer mushroom belongs to the latter group. I return to the place where Adam and Eve are building the base, but they are not working on it now. Eve is sitting on the ground, her back leaning against a tree. Her face has a guilty expression.
"Adam wanted to take a walk," she says.
I make the robot nod its head.
"It's okay," I say. The site looks as if the two of them worked on it for no more than half an hour, and it probably was not a good idea for me to leave them alone together. Adam and Eve have removed the vegetation in an area measuring approximately 2 by 2 meters. Below it, wet topsoil that has a fatty sheen is visible. I wonder whether terrestrial plants would thrive in it. They certainly would find enough moisture. I examine a handful of soil. On Earth, it would be teeming with small and microscopic organisms, but that is not the case here. If not, then why does the soil stay so crumbly? Which mechanisms stir it up, keeping it fertile? Right now, I'm unable to solve this mystery. I hear steps behind me. I rapidly turn my head 180 degrees. Adam, I say. There is no answer. He is probably hiding behind one of the trees. I switch to infrared vision and discover him about 6 meters away. Come out, I can see you, I say. Spoil sport, he answers. I decide to get the unpleasant part of our conversation over with first. The base, I start saying. I know, Adam interrupts me. You realize you're not setting a good example, don't you? And it makes no sense to have us working so hard. The robot is stronger and never gets tired, so he could do this much faster. I'm trying to make our work easier, I say. Our work? You are not working. You're just strolling through the forest. Therefore, I can do that too. I have a suggestion, Adam, I say. Starting tomorrow, we will work on the base together. You are right. I can do certain things better, but for others I need your help. We have 19 days left until the next flare. Working alone, I wouldn't be able to make the deadline. Agreed? At first he acts self-satisfied, but then he turns around and walks toward Eve. Over his shoulder he yells, Okay!